Welcome to Lounge High Football, Martin Stadium. I'm Wes James, the voice of the Vikings. And we are here at Martin Stadium for a big non-region matchup tonight between our Lounge High Vikings and Jonesboro from Mount Zion. It's sponsored by Advanced Disposal, Cass Birch Motors, and S&S Services. And Sam, whatever's going on, we can hear everything in the headphones back there that's going out over the air. So, anyway, our Vikings are here. Taylor Biddle on vacation tonight. He's on a cruise. Bill Osborne down on the field with his daughter, who is a senior. So here we are doing something that you haven't heard from the voice of the Vikings in about 3 or 4 years. And we're doing the pregame show. Normally I come in about 7:45. There we go. Thank y'all so much. I thought we did anyway. Upstairs with me, Marty Rogers, Chuck Lawrence, and Taylor Stubbs. And fellas, tell you what, we've got us the Vikings 6-0 looking. Vikings looking to go 6-0 tonight before we head into region play next week at Tipton.
Absolutely, Wes. It's our last non-region game before we hit the second season, the important season. And a little bit of a wet Martin Stadium at the moment, but the rain is actually clearing up, moving out. Just watch the weather. The radar does look like it's going to move on and get out of here. Going to kind of cool things down a little bit. I think it's going to be a good night for football. And this Mount Zion team coming in here to play us tonight, they're 1-4. They've kind of had a hard year. They had a big win against Drew. Their first three games, they were in the game early and lost kind of going away there at the end. And then they got beat pretty good a week ago by Lovejoy. And we all know Lovejoy very well here at Lounge. Played them several times in the playoffs through the years. And Lovejoy's got a very good football team this year. Defending region champ up there in their region. But Lovejoy got them pretty good last week. We're going to get a chance to talk with Coach Mack here in a few minutes. And I can guarantee you, I know what he's going to say. It's the last tune-up. He wants to get better. He wants to get better every week. And tonight's going to be all about execution. He's going to want to see his guys come out and execute crisply, smoothly, do the little things, the fundamentals. And I can almost assure that's what Coach Mack will talk about, is that he wants to be crisp and sharp in the fundamentals as we get ready to go to region play next week.
Well, I tell you what, region play, of course, all you got to do is win one game to make the playoffs in the region, but that is not the Vikings' goal. We want a region title, and we want to win it and have the opportunity to play the first two playoff games at home, but that's still a long ways away. Tonight, we've got a very tough Jonesboro team. They're 1-4 on the year, but these guys, nothing faces them. They come to play football, and they wanted to reschedule the game. This game was scheduled for a couple of weeks ago due to the hurricane. Played Shiloh on the night we were going to play these guys because Mount Zion said, we want to come to Martin Stadium. We want to play football.
Absolutely, Wes. And, again, I'm sorry there. Delay, I was pulling the radar up again. It's starting to rain a little bit again now, but it doesn't look like it's going to last much longer. But, yes, Mount Zion's here to play. They definitely wanted to reschedule. And, you know, it's a good thing for us, too. I've never been a huge fan of the off week right before region play. I know it's good to get healthy. But it's something I kind of think we're kind of doing anyways. We get going to find out here in a few minutes, but I believe Mike Gentry is supposed to play a little bit tonight. He's been out several weeks now with a hurt knee, but I do believe he's supposed to be at least going a little bit tonight to try to get ready for next week. So that's good. Kadeem Bergman 2 weeks ago rolled his ankle, but he played last week. I do think he's back closer to 100%. So I think we're healthy. That's a good thing. However, you know, you take that week off, sometimes you just get rusty. Sometimes you get lazy. You're sitting at home, you know, sitting and not practicing hard. It's a good thing, I think, to keep rolling.
And this will be, like I say, a good tune-up before we have to go on the road and play the Blue Devils up there at TIP. Last week's game against Newton, we talked about it. What do you fellas think? Where? Well, I'm still thinking that was a tough game against them. What do you think about where? A game that we went over and actually I thought was going to be the first half a lot larger margin than.
Yeah, I was expecting another game like we've had our previous games. You know, the big scores. We all knew that Wake Cross has got a good team. We all knew where they've got a good team. They got big boys. I was kind of expecting, like you said, a little bit bigger margin there at the first half, and they came out and hit us in the mouth. I mean, they came to play ball. And, you know, the final score isn't indicative of the game. It was a very good game.
Marty, it was a good wake-up call for Lowndes as well.
Yeah. It really was. I think you hit the nail on the head. We needed to be tested. Talking to the coaches before the game, they felt like, you know, on the hook, just athletic ability, maybe Ware wasn't quite as good as Parkview or even Newton. They really thought Newton might be the most athletic team we played all year. But they said that Ware would be more fundamental, more disciplined, better coached, and I think that proved to be true. However, after the game, they said, hey, they might have been a little bit better, more athletic than we thought, too. I mean, they were a little bit of both. And they got two linebackers that can play with anybody in the country. I mean, let's just admit that. And of course, an offensive lineman, the same thing.
They got the five Division I commits.
And they're every bit, they proved why they're Division I recruits. And you say we got hit in the mouth. We did. We got hit back. That was the first time, really, except for the first half in the first game, that we actually lined up and got hit back. We didn't just roll over them. And I won't know, you know, talking about the final score, you know, that's a good thing when you win 34-6, but you sit back and say, it's a little surprising. So it's a good thing that it happened. We did get tested early, but yet we still showed our dominance there. Tavon Kyle had an amazing night catching the football. Michael Barrett had a great night throwing it. But, you know, I told those guys on the field, they don't have either one of those games if the offensive line don't have the night they had. Michael Barrett, I think, got sacked once in the whole game. He had time to go, time to throw it. So great job there by our senior-laden offensive line, Jalen Goss, Reggie Oxford, Palmer Henderson, Pizza Man, Mr. Derek Esquivel, I'm missing one, Dalton Hall.
You know what we're going? You know what we're going to pull out of mothballs for these guys, don't you?
We're going to have to.
The old Sons of Thunder, because these guys are playing like the old Sons of Thunder when they back in the day. And folks say, did they really do this? And I remember in 05, 07, 08, on the offensive line, would come to the line of scrimmage, look at the defensive player and point at him and say, it's coming right here. Stop it. And that's where it was coming. And these guys are starting to play with that kind of confidence.
They are, Wes. And there's something that we need to talk about on this offense that several people this week, you know, a lot of us read that Georgia High School Football Daily, and they look at the stats statewide and they, hey, where's the Lowndes? Where's, you know, Michael Barrett's not, doesn't have the numbers he had last year. You know, J.D. Lee and Travis Tisdale don't quite have the numbers they had. Tavon Kyle, who I think is one of, if not the best receiver, you know, around, is not in the leaderboard of the state because there's so many weapons. We don't have the stats because when we come up to the line, 90% of the time, we don't know where it's going because we're just taking what the defense gives us. And the defense, you know, pick your poison. Do you stop Michael Barrett or do you stop Travis Tisdale, J.D. Lee, Tavon Kyle? Miko Washington.
You got Miko. Then you got Marcus Gary coming out of the backfield. You got so many guys that he gets the ball to. So like you say, nobody has a lot of stats. But overall, we've got a great.
But we lead the state in scoring. So you know, pick your poison and who do you stop? So
right.
We don't have any of the leaders on any of those top 20 players, but we lead the team in scoring and lead the state in scoring. And a lot of that, too, also the stats, give credit to the defense. We're getting short fields. We're getting three and outs. We're getting teams off the field. And that defense is amazing. I think we're second in scoring defense. So we're leading the state in scoring, second in scoring defense, and 28 points we're giving up in the fourth quarter of one game. So take that away, you know, after the fourth quarter when the score is 57-10, we've given up 16 points all year. So It's a combination of great three-phase play because, I mean, our special teams, I think, are doing a great job, too. And it says a lot for the Vikings. But, you know, coming in tonight, we need that. We need, to be crisp in all three phases. We need to keep that train rolling. And again, we're going to try to get down with the rain quits and get down with a word with Coach Mack. But that's what I look for tonight is us to concentrate on the fundamentals and the execution and trying to be as close to perfect as we can be. I don't anticipate to show a whole lot, to do a whole lot, you know, wide open. I look for us to kind of keep it somewhat simplified and try to be sharp in what we do.
Well, Marty, you mentioned the defense. Last week, the defense had a real hard time for a while controlling the Ware quarterback, much like Corey Franklin of the days of old and their running back number 32. those guys. I think our defense kind of got tested last week to say, hey, how are you going to adapt to a team that's going to get in the corners and is going to have some speed, and you've got to be able to stop it.
Absolutely, Wes, and I think that's a preparation thing. I truly believe, and being around the team and talking with the players and coaches, it's hard to simulate a really quick, good quarterback in practice when you know your JV is running a scout team, and sometimes you get out there and you think you've got it hemmed up, and of course even the jet sweep. That jet sweep was their best play last week, and they got some good yardage on us early. We were able to figure it out and catch up to the speed of it, and I think that was key. They got the early 6 points. Second quarter.
Yep.
There really wasn't much there.
The one thing that surprised me is, of course, once Coach made that change defensively to kind of spread out that jet sweep, is that they didn't pull up and start trying to chunk the ball down the field on us and run that jet sweep, because we were starting, our corners were starting to come up. Safeties were cheating up a little bit when they would see it coming. I was thinking sooner or later they're going to try one deep on us, but it never happened.
You're right, Wes, and some of that too, again, give credit where credit's due, is the athletic ability of our secondary, which I believe is probably one of the best cover secondaries we've ever had. Even when other teams are completing passes, they're contested, or we're right in their hip pocket. They're not getting big plays on us because we're covering great. And again, credit where credit's due, that's Coach Slack, and he has worked with these DBs, and the communication amongst the DBs, being down on the field, I get to hear them talking. They know where to be. There's generally a busted coverage is a miscommunication. Somebody's not in the right place somewhere because they thought they were supposed to be somewhere else. They're communicating. They're in the right place. They're covering very well with their great athletic ability, and that's allowing us to be aggressive with our front seven. And so it's from the top down. It's coaching. It's players making plays. It's communicating between the leadership between Tyson Shaw and Will Tolbert and Kadeem Bergman, having those three lead seniors there at linebacker. And with that being said, that brings up an interesting thing. I know we'll be going to break in a minute, but it is senior night, Wes.
That's what I was sitting there thinking about just a couple of weeks ago when we had homecoming, Michael Barrett. And normally you don't – back in the day whenever we played ball, football players weren't on the homecoming court. If they were, they were just mentioned or whatever. And of course, he was homecoming king. But tonight, senior night, and of course that's why Bill Osborne is down on the – he's not up in the box with us tonight doing the pregame like he and Taylor normally does. Taylor's somewhere on the ocean, floating out there, taking his Dramamine and enjoying that. And Bill's down with Michaela, who will graduate this year. And they said, "Can you kind of come out of retirement a little bit and come through and be here for the pregame?" And of course, we get senior night. And Marty, I don't envy you, buddy, because it's coming down pretty good right now.
Yeah, Wes, I have to admit, normally I'm on the field by now. I am enjoying the friendly confines of the Martin Stadium press box at the moment, because my prediction earlier, the rain was about gone. It was obviously bad. I guess I'd be a good weatherman because I was clearly wrong. But it still does look like it's about to move on out of here. It's on top of us now. But Wes, it is senior night, and you mentioned that. You also mentioned it's a little different. You know, it feels good being up in the booth, but we do miss Taylor, and we, of course, will miss Bill during pregame, but he will be with us here for the rest of the game. I have to say, Taylor,
he picked a good day to go.
He did pick a good night to go, but, you know, he did, in all honesty, he picked a night because it was our off week. So I have to give him credit, too. Taylor tried to work around the schedule. Hurricane Irma kind of changed that, but as wet as it is right now, he's probably glad he's not here.
I bet he is. And just a little bit of trivia, a fellow that his name is synonymous with Lowndes High football from back in the early 80s will be in attendance tonight. My old friend, I met over at Waycross, Georgia back in 1991, and if this rain holds off, he's got two tickets down at the Will Call, and Randy Gay.
Randy Gay, a Georgia Tech commit. And Randy Gay was an unbelievable athlete. I remember as a small child hearing a lot of talk about Randy Gay. Randy Gay was an extremely good athlete, great person, too, from what I remember, great leader for the Lowndes High Vikings, had a great career here. But yeah, definitely a name from the past that a lot of people thought the world of Randy Gay.
And went to Georgia Tech and went there for spring training, enrolled early, and then a horrible, horrible accident that ended his football career. But like I say, he's supposed to be in attendance with us tonight. And Marty, since you are related to the most knowledgeable Viking fan there is, how many quarterbacks from Lowndes High have ever received D1 offers? At this point in time, how many guys actually went to a D1 school as a quarterback?
Well, we talked about it, and we believe Michael Barrett, I believe, is going to be the third. We've got, of course, Randy Gay, as we just mentioned, went to Georgia Tech. And, of course, and we had the quarterback that went to Florida State, Eric Thomas. And I had a decent career down there, but yes, that's we had Doug Belt did go to Division II, Carson mm-hmm. Newman, Kari Franklin was a quarterback, and that's where my father and I, who you alluded to a minute ago, had an interesting conversation. Kari went to Division I, went to Troy, but he did not go as a quarterback, and he actually was not quarterback his senior year. He was quarterback his sophomore and junior year. But he did go Division I.
So. We'll have to remember that. But they took him as an athlete, not as a quarterback.
They did, and he played like a slot receiver, running back at Troy. Had a great career there. Good to see him go on. And you know, it's great to look at Lowndes High players, alumni, just in general, how well they've done in colleges through the years and NFL. Three right now on NFL active rosters, another on a practice squad. And that's pretty impressive.
It sure is. It sure is. This is the Lowndes High Countdown to Kickoff, sponsored by Advanced Disposal, Cassworks Motors, S&S Services. We're going to take a five-minute break. When we come back, Marty will have made his way down to that soap-drenched field, see if he can get an interview with some coaches. And Chuck Lawrence and Taylor Stubbs will be talking about impact players and things to look for tonight in tonight's broadcast. We'll be back after this five-minute break. You're listening to Lowndes High Football. Welcome back to the Lowndes High Countdown to Kickoff Show. I'm Wes James, the voice of the Vikings, and it is brought to you by Advanced Disposal, Cassworks Motors, and S&S Services. And, of course, you say, what? Wes, doing the pregame show? Hadn't done this in several years. That's because tonight's senior night, and Bill Osborne is down with his daughter. They're getting ready to bring him out on the field here in just a little bit. And Taylor Biddle, well, he had scheduled himself a cruise, and he is taking Dramamine and enjoying all the food that he can eat. And as he said, it's a floating Disney World with a Walmart attached. That's the way he described it today. And hope you have a great time. And but it's going to be a ball game tonight. We've got a lot of, we haven't played in the rain like this in a long, long time. No, there's no lightning, no thunder, just a steady, steady rain. The players are down on the field. They are getting drenched. The officials are down on the field. Jonesboro has gone to the locker room. But I in the booth with me right now, Chuck Lawrence and Taylor Stubbs. Marty Rogers is making his way down on the field to get our coaches' interviews down there. Fellas, we've got some players we need to look at.
Yeah, we got some very good seniors that need some recognition tonight. And you probably know names, but me and Taylor, we do stats, you know, and we know numbers. We know number. You know names better. We're going to throw out numbers and you throw out names.
All right. Well, if you're going to look at numbers, let's look at number one,
yeah.
Michael Barrett. Michael Barrett, he is an all-world quarterback. He's being recruited by at least a dozen D1 schools. Some schools want him as a quarterback. Some want him as a linebacker. Some's even talking about moving him to safety. This is a young man who can play anywhere he wants to play. And what folks tend to forget, as a sophomore, where did he play?
I know the answer, but I can't.
As a sophomore, Michael Barrett was one of our starting linebackers as a sophomore. And folks seem to forget that after his sophomore year, he started going to quarterback camps. We knew we were going to need him at quarterback. Moved him to that side. Started to a lot that summer. And then after the season was over, actually in the spring, started working him at quarterback. Lots of camps during the spring and summer. And last year, had a lot of numbers because we relied on him a lot.
Yeah.
We relied on him a lot. This year we've got a lot of weapons out there. And one of them being, of course, we Marty and I alluded to him, number 13, Tavon Kyle, 6'1", 150-pound wide receiver, that I think is probably one of the best wide receivers we've had come along in a long time.
You're exactly right. Last week against Ware County, he had a monster of a game. He had 5 catches. He had several touchdowns on the night, which has been a continuation throughout all season that just kept up on and on, which he'll have some big shoes to fill.
Hey, guys, I hate to interrupt you, but I'm standing here with the head ball coach, Coach Randy McPherson. Nice, beautiful weather, right, Coach?
Yeah. 100 degrees, you know.
Well, this is very true. Well, Coach, obviously it's your last non-region game. What are your goals tonight coming into this game? What are you obviously looking to win the football game against a good Mount Zion team? What are some of the specifics you're looking at?
We want to play harder than last week. You know, offensively, we want to be able to move the ball and score. Defensively, we gave up some big plays last week. We don't want that tonight. You know, we want to, you know, eliminate that big play, fly around, and, you know, take care of business tonight. That's what we need to do.
Absolutely. Of course, last week, you know, we talked a little bit about Ware County came out ready to play. They had that jet sweep. What have you seen Mount Zion? I know they're a running football team. What have you seen out of their offense on film? What are you expecting from them tonight?
They're a power running team, off tackles. They've got a big running back, fast, strong, big offensive line. I really look for them, especially with this weather, try to run us over.
Absolutely, Coach. And you mentioned it, the weather. It's raining pretty good. It looks like it's going to move on out of here. What have you seen on the as far as the weather? Is that something y'all even look at? And do you change anything when it's raining like this, or you just line up and play?
No, we're just going to line up and play. We're going to stick with the same script, you know. I think it's going to be a good test with them, you know, going to try to pound us because, you know, nobody's really tried to do that this year. You know, everybody's been spread out wide, jet sweeps, you know, short game, long game. These guys are going to line up toe-to-toe, and they're going to try to take it to us, so... You know, we're going to find out a lot about our defensive front tonight. This is going to be a good little deal.
Absolutely. We've talked this year. Your defensive front has been great. They're a little undersized. So you're right. You'll find out a lot about them tonight and how they stack up to that.
Yes, sir.
Well, Coach, good luck tonight. Thank you for your time.
Marty, what's the feel like that you're down there? And, of course, it's AstroTurf. It drains pretty good. But what's it like right now?
Wes, it's wet. I mean, just go ahead and tell you, this is a lot harder than what I thought it was standing in the press box and looking at the radar. It truly, I mean, it's a good, solid rain, and it's one of those that's coming straight down. It's not driving with wind. It's just a hard rain. But this turf is amazing. I mean, it's probably better than grass when it comes to being, you know, to the traction you can get. It's something to keep an eye on tonight. I've already, just my limited time watching warm-ups, I've already seen both teams kind of dropping some balls and having a little problem with footing, so certainly something we need to keep an eye on. I think Coach Mack is absolutely right. What I know about this team, they're a running football team. They've got a very good running back in one game against Drew, had 185 yards rushing. They want to line up and run it at you. They don't throw it a whole lot, and when they do, they're not they don't have the best completion percentage, but kind of like what we used to be. They want to pound you, and Coach Mack used to say all the time, he wants to throw it when he wants to, not when he has to. So they want to lull you to sleep and then throw it over your head. But Edward Turner is their running back, senior, and against Drew, he's 20 for 185, as I mentioned. He's a player. He's their workhorse, and this kind of weather, like Coach Mack just said, matches up with that. So it's going to be a good test for our defense and our underside line, like he just mentioned, to see how we can come out and defend that.
Well, one of the things I want to ask all three of you, when you look at a game like, you look at a field like this, and where we're used to using our speed, where we've got skilled players that can cut on a dime, but yet we've got a powerful guy, J.D. Lee, who can run between the tackles, and he runs really, really hard. Is this a game that we might see a lot more of J.D. Lee than we normally would see, say, of Travis Tisdale or any of our other fast running backs?
Yeah, I actually played, when I was in school, I played fullback and defensive end. And when it would rain, we would go more to running a power eye and more dive back, fullback running because we're lower to the ground, you know, a little bit stronger, not as, doing the big cuts and all that kind of stuff and get the yardage, 4 here, 3 here, 8 here. And if we have to, slip in a little short pass, a slant across the middle, something like that. That's kind of what I'm thinking we're going to see tonight. A lot of J.D. Lee.
A lot of J.D. Lee. And a game like this, you can run between the tackles and pick up a lot of yardage. And at the same time, if Travis Tisdale gets outside on you,
yeah,
you're hurt. Or Drosia gets outside, you're hurt.
And I'll tell you, another player I think we're going to see a lot of tonight, Marcus Carey. Little flat passes in the middle, dump, you know, just something short passes in the middle. I think him and J.D. Lee are going to be big players tonight.
Now, when you look at the way we may have to play tonight in this rain, let's look at the times we've run the old wing T. You've got Osby back, that power back.
Yeah.
I mean, you could conceivably see a little bit of wing T out of the, yeah, out of Coach Mack tonight.
You're exactly right. When we get in the red zone, you see a lot of Osby, and he's your hard nose, not scared of anything. He's going to run right over you and run as fast as he can.
Yeah, I don't think – we don't have the stats right now, but I think Osby's perfect on touchdowns. I think he's 1-for-1 or 2-for-2 down there on the red zone.
And a big, powerful running back. And Marty's in there talking to the officials. He'll see what their thoughts is tonight. And you've got some stats right there. Bring us up to date on our last week's or year or the year to date stats.
We got to pull the. Hang on.
We are understand we're kind of winging this tonight because
yeah,
usually Bill and Taylor is all over this, and I'm usually at this time I'm down on the field talking to the players and the
yeah,
coaches.
We don't have the computer pulled up yet for the year-to-date stat.
All right, give us last week's stat.
Ware County.
Well, guys, I can just tell you real quick, I hate to interrupt you, but while y'all are looking at that, I do have an injury update. I did talk with a couple of the players. Mike Gentry, who's missed several weeks with a knee injury, will hopefully get a few reps tonight. He's back. He's suited up, and he practiced. Tiberius Drosier, actually young man we've learned to love to watch. He is he tweaked his ankle a little bit this week. He is out tonight, but hopefully will be fine and expects to be perfectly fine next week. It's just more precaution. But that is your injury update tonight, your equipment, parts, supplies, sideline update there. And also, too, we're trying, just to give you an update, Mount Zion has left the field. So as far as your Deloach Body Works impact interviews with the coaches, of course, we got Coach Mack, but we'll try to get Coach Kevin Bull Jones whenever they get back out on the field. But it is senior night, so may not have time because we would like to kind of run through our seniors, too, at some point.
And speaking of next week, on Friday, it says on Friday, October the 6th. That's tonight.
14th.
On Friday, October the 13th, the Vikings will travel to Tifton, Georgia to play the Tifton County High School in a Region 1 7A opener for both teams. Kickoff is set for 7:30 p.m. at Brody Field in Tifton. 7:30, which means a 6:30 pregame. Brody Field is located at 790 8th Street West in Tifton. Due to the holiday, the Viking ticket office will be closed Monday. The Touchdown Club meeting on Monday night has also been moved due to the holiday. The Touchdown Club will meet on Tuesday night in conjunction with the Viking Coaches Show at the Mill Pizza Buffet beginning at 7 p.m. Tickets for the TIFF game will go on sale Tuesday. Tickets for this game are $7 each. All seats are general admission. Tickets will be on sale at the Coaches Show on Tuesday night, and tickets may be purchased at the Viking Athletic Ticket Office. The Ticket Office is located in the Board of Education Building Annex on Norman Drive. Ticket Office hours are Tuesday through Thursday, 12:30 p.m. till 4:30 p.m., and on Friday from 9 until 1. Thank you for support, and as Owen French says, go Vikings! Now, Taylor Stubbs, you got us some stats from last week's ballgame.
You're exactly right. You know, like I said, in the first half, it was a nail-biter. It was almost like, it wasn't necessarily a nail-biter, but we drove downfield, we scored. Ware County drove downfield, we scored, and missed the PAT and made it 7-6. So, first quarter was like neck and neck. We went 3-and-out the next drive. Ware County went 3-and-out the next drive. And then Lowndes kind of moved downfield. And in the second quarter, kind of started running away with it. We had scored 13 in the second quarter. Tavon Kyle had several catches. So did some others. Some stats to throw out. First down, Lowndes had 14. Ware County had 14. Rushing attempts, we had 28 for 148 yards. While Ware County had 42 for 296 yards. Passes, Lowndes was 11 for 17 for
We had a total of 400 yards, and then Ware County also had they had 63 total offensive plays for a total of 297 yards.
To me, Wes, the number that stands out to me is that 296. Where's rushing yards? We're playing another running team tonight. We've got that number has got to come drastically down.
It really does, of course. Now, as Marty specified, they got a lot of those with those jet sweeps early on where they would miss one. We'd have him and he'd break the tackle and get downfield and pick up 10 or 12 yards. You can do that, and those build after a little time.
Yeah.
Has Mount Zion looked at the film from last week?
I'm sure.
Even though they're a power running team, and hey, let's test the corner on these guys. We've got a wet field out here. Cornerback slips, safety slips. We might get some sixes.
One of the things I was impressed with last week, and all of us were in the booth, that was the first time we have actually been same booth with the coaches, sitting right next to them, and could actually hear the adjustments they were making. And they don't make just a halftime adjustment or a quarter adjustment. They're adjusting series by series, play by play. They're screaming down to them, do this.
That's right. You haven't been there with the Ware County before, because
my first time.
That's the way it's always been in the past. You're there with the coaches, and sometimes you have to look down at them and say, we're on the air over here.
Yeah.
And they get vocal. It was a lot of fun, of course, talking with David Shields, who's their athletic director. Next time we're over there, we may not see that. They've got some splosh money. They're going to look at redoing that a little bit, making it a little more visitor friendly. But there are some real nice folks over there.
Well, they don't take the AC out. That
has to go, because as tall as I am, both those units were up high. I was getting drenched with it.
They can leave those ACs and build around it, as far as I'm concerned. But yeah, I was really impressed. That was my first time seeing that, and I was very impressed with how our coaches interact and coordinate from up in the box down in the field. That was my first time hearing it.
Marty, we just saw the team go in to the locker room. One of the things that you talked about was that wet ball, and I was watching while they were running through plays that on a couple occasions, Michael Barrett and J.D. Lee kind of had a couple of miscues.
You're right, Wes. I saw that as well. Also, the other team, when they were out here, saw them had a couple miscues as well. They dropped the pitch. Another time they threw a bad pitch. But both teams are in the locker rooms now. We're being told that it's looking more like 8:15 before it moves on out. So it should be on out of here, hopefully, as the game progresses. But I also will mention that senior night has now been moved. They're going to do the festivities there at halftime. So that could come into play if it's a close game, obviously. A lot of our seniors will be back out on the field to be recognized. So right now I'm the only one on the field. It seems kind of weird to be here shortly before kickoff, and I'm the only one on the field. I'm ready to play ball. Where's everybody at?
We can actually see you tonight.
Yeah, you can find me.
Yeah, we can easily find the bag of balls is close down there to you, but we can see you.
Well, and you know what? It's still wet down here. Bill just came by and talked to me and made the comment his raincoat was in the press box. And I said, well, welcome to my world. You know what I deal with. And now every time it rains, you have a newfound respect for the sideline guy on a rainy night. But you know what? Still, there's nowhere else I'd rather be here at DeMartin Stadium, even in the rain. It's going to move on out here. It's going to be a good night. Looking forward to watching our Vikings.
But the rain, there's no talk of the coaches, because until the home team turns it over to the officials, it belongs to the home team. Is there any talk of maybe holding off just a little bit until the rain moves out?
I have not heard that, Wes. No, in my conversations with Coach Mack, even you heard it there on the Deluxe Body Works coaches interview, he said, hey, we're going to line up and play. We don't do anything differently. We don't change anything. We're going to run the scripted plays we've got. And I like that attitude, because you get into the playoffs, you may be playing on somebody else's field, and it may be raining, and they may say, hey, line it up, we're running team, and you're not. So line it up and play. So I do like that attitude. Hey, take the adversity, let's deal with it, and let's get ready to play.
Well, one thing I like about Coach Mack, there was a guy, I wish I could remember his name, that Coach Mack coached for, but if it was raining, they didn't have a radio broadcast. He would not allow the game to be broadcast on the radio if it was raining, so folks would come to the stadium. Coach Mack hadn't taken that that attitude and that position. We appreciate that, Coach Mack. And speaking of a drench, Bill Osborne, he has made his way up here to the press box to save us.
I don't know about saving. You guys did a great job. I was listening on the app down underneath the stands. And, yeah, they're going to move the senior night festivities to halftime. And as I look now, the rain is really letting up. It's let up quite a bit from what it had been. Marty still says it's raining. I can promise you that. He's out there.
Wait a second. See, he's already back in the press box discussing it letting up. It's still raining, Bill.
Well, no, I've got a question. I haven't done pregame in, what, three, four?
Right, at least 3 years.
At least 3 years. Haven't done halftime in at least 3 years. I've had to do...
You're going to do them both tonight.
Does that mean I get double pay?
Yeah, double nothing. Double is nothing is
hey,
what you get.
I think anything times zero still equals zero, does it not?
That's what they told me in math class.
So instead of taking my break at halftime, you'll have to go down.
I get to go back down, and we're going to do this. And really, I was looking at the radar. It's supposed to be out by around 8:15, 8:30. So hopefully it will be much nicer. You guys were doing a great job. I was listening on the MyKicksCountry.com app. And I tell you what, if you can't get to a game, not near a radio, go online, mykickscountry.com. You can listen to it live.
Well, it is 7:45. You know what that means? That means we've got to buy my script right here. We're fixing to take a five-minute break. You're listening to the Lounge Hour Countdown to Kickoff, sponsored by Advanced Disposal, Cassburg Motors, and S&S Service. We'll be back after this five-minute break.
And welcome back inside the CBC Bank Press Box. This is the Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by S&S Services, Advanced Disposal, and Cass Birch Motors. I'm Bill Osborne, along with Wes James, Marty Rogers down on the sideline, Taylor Stubbs to my left, and then a little further to my left is Chuck Lawrence, and this is that Countdown to Kickoff, guys. I won't say the rain is stopping because Marty's on the field. He's shaking his head. It's not stopping, but you cannot see it as heavy as it was, and it is supposed to ease on out here in about 20, 25 minutes.
Bill, I just want to take a moment on behalf of all of the Viking voice and just... I know the folks out in Vegas won't hear us, but we just want to express our heartfelt sympathies and our prayers with those victims, the ones who were injured. And God bless you folks, and just know that you're in our hearts, you're in our thoughts and our prayers, and such a great tragedy. On a lighter note, I talked to the superintendent of the Fannin County School System, which is up in Blue Ridge, Georgia,
right,
and complimented him last Friday night when his football team took the field. Every player came out of the locker room carrying an American flag.
Yeah, I heard about that, and I tell you what, just that that national pride, we see it here, of course, with Moody Air Force Base right in our back door. Everybody in Lowndes County, I know, just has a great love for the military, for this country, and, of course, we won't get into politics, but, again, very proud of our United States, our military, and everybody that serves.
And it's so sad that you take it where folks get together to enjoy music and things like that happen, but it's happening all over. But our hearts and our thoughts and our prayers are with you folks.
Well, Wes, we haven't seen the visit Mount Zion Bulldogs out to warm up yet. I think Marty said they came out for a minute, went back in the locker room, and have yet to come back out on the field. But I tell you what, this is a team, I know you guys have talked about them, but it's a football team that, as I did a little research on them, yeah, they're 1-4, but they can be very dangerous. They've got a couple really good key players, and if we're not careful and we come out flat, and as Coach Mack says, if we don't get better this week than we were last week, we could get upset.
We sure could. And Marty, how long were they out here out on the field?
Guys, I saw them warming up for about 10 or 15 minutes there earlier. I'm looking now. I don't know if y'all from your vantage point can tell or not, but it looks like the lights on the practice field, the soccer field there behind their locker room are on. Maybe they're over there warming up. I'm not sure.
I know. Can't see them from here. Can't see anybody on the field.
But they were out here for a little while, and then when the rain started getting pretty hard, they did go back in. We got about 8.5 minutes till kickoff here, and neither team is still, of course, out on the field. But the fans are slowly starting to come up. It is slacking off a little bit, Bill. I give it to you. But it is still raining. It is still wet. And we've got quite a few fans underneath the stadium trying to stay out till the very last minute. But, guys, y'all talking about the flag, talking about the tragedy out west. I did want to point out, too, the flag is at half-mast tonight. So just a thing there from Lowndes High School Administration and the RTC. Are flying the flag there, half-mast. That's says a lot. Our hearts do go out to all the victims, all the families of the victims. Such a tragedy. But you know, I'm happy to see the people in the stands. I'm happy to see people. I know tonight across the nation, a lot of people are going to be in crowded venues, living their life. And that's the best way to answer that is get back on the horse, if you will. And not to let them win.
Well, I think that you see tragedies and people, you know, huddle in together and try not to do things, but you know, you can't win that way. You got to go out, live your life, do your things. I know, Chuck, you're not going to stay inside, are you? Oh, wait a minute. We turned you down.
Yeah, you got to turn it back.
Man, how did we turn you down?
No, and I'm along with Wes. My heart bleeds for those people out there. I can't imagine, you know, what they've gone through since. But I did, one thing I really liked, I saw a video where Donald Trump actually went to the hospital,
mm-hmm.
him and his wife, and were going to every room.
Room to room, yeah.
Room to room, and actually talking to the victims and, you know, wishing them the best, hope they get better and things like that. And that really meant a lot to me to see that man do that.
Yeah, guys, and I'll say, too, it wasn't just a Vegas tragedy. This was a national tragedy. This was a music festival. People all over the country were there. Vegas is obviously a tourist town. There were people from everywhere, every walk of life there. Obviously, it was a country music festival, but it certainly was a national tragedy. And that is, you know, I heard somebody talking about Hurricane Irma recently, and Hurricane there in Texas and Houston. This country rallies and comes together, and I don't care, you know, your political belief or what it is that, you know, however you feel, we come together and show love for one another after tragic events. So obviously nothing, you know, it's not a good thing by any stretch of the imagination, but you do see the good of humanity after events like that, and makes me proud to be an American and proud to hear the national anthem.
I tell you what, and again, to move on, and that's what we're going to do tonight, is it's time to play football. As I look across the way, the Bulldogs have got their captains out on the field. We'll go to Chuck in a little while and get those captains. The Viking captains down to our left. We're going to be ready to play football here in about 5 minutes, Wes.
Absolutely, and that's what it's all about. The Vikings looking to go 7-0 on the season. Jonesboro looking to go 2-4. They want to win. They want to come down here and show that they're a good football team. Coach Mack said in his interview with Marty, they got a big bruising fullback. That's what he expects to see, is them run between the tackles and try to pound it and pound it and pound it and use the clock. Had the rain continued, maybe we saw the same thing with J.D. Lee and just pounding it and pounding it. But the rain, we can see the lights. We don't see a lot. We don't see rain coming down right this minute. The field dries out a little bit. You can see the Vikings begin to open up and spread it out some.
Well, this team, Mount Zion, is going to run a variation of the wing tee. This coach, he likes the wing tee. He and Coach McPherson, Kevin Jones, this coach, they're still one of the guys that are still out there hanging on to a little bit of the wing tee. And they're going to try and run. You're going to see them line up with a fullback, two wing backs to the right or to the left. And you're going to see them try to run the ball, as you say, between the tackles. It's going to be one of those situations. That is what you're going to see from this team tonight, is they're going to try and run it between our tackles and see what they can do.
Now, of course, you know, Ware County had a bunch of rushing yardage last week. We've got to see if we can stop it. And Chuck Lawrence is getting the captains. Do you have
He's
a line
ready,
captain? You ready, Chuck?
Yeah, I'm ready, Wes.
Go ahead.
All right, for us, we have number 92, Walker Schwab, number 79, Derek Escobel, number 58, Kadeem Bergman, and number 21, J.D. Lee. For Mount Zion, we have number 75, Anthony Gilmore, number 64, Jared Preston, number 44, Justin Darnell, and number 32, Raymond Hill.
All right, Wes, they are in their white jerseys. Kind of not a bright red number, the Bulldogs.
Nope.
So you and I will be fighting for numbers. As I'm getting older now, I don't see those numbers as well. So
wait a minute.
It's the blind leading the blind tonight, buddy.
Well, I tell you what, as Taylor and I have got adjusted, he's not here. When it comes to reading the stats off this screen right here, you go ahead and jump in and get them, because by the time I find them, it's next week. Marty's down on the field. He'll go out with the officials. as they start out. They're waiting for their signals, and there they are right there, and they're headed out toward midfield. We're just, like I say, about 3 minutes away from the start.
All right, I put my glasses on. I can see better.
I got glasses on. I still can't see better. They're out to the Viking head.
Hey, did we talk about
Bill, stop. Look, listen. Here come the mighty, mighty Vikings.
I know, remind everybody about Tuesday night, the Lions Eye Randy McPherson Coaches Show. We'll be live at the Bill Pizza Buffet and Games, and this Tuesday night will be special because the Touchdown Club will not meet Monday because of the Columbus Day holiday. So they will meet in conjunction with our Coaches Show on Tuesday night. So if you want to get tickets, let's go down to the field now.
I can hear you. Heads. He's going to call heads. If I drop it, we're going to do it again now. You called heads. You agree it's tails. You won the call.
We want to receive.
You want to receive. Which way you want to kick the ball? Kick it that way?
Guys, we won the toss and elected to receive.
There we go, and that's how this game's going to start. A reminder, as if you want tickets to the Tift County game next week, and you want to get them first, come out Tuesday night, 7 o'clock, live at the Mill Pizza Buffet and Games, and you can pick up those tickets right there beginning at 7 o'clock at the Mill Pizza Buffet and Games. That'll be the Tift County game. Tickets are $7 each. All seats are general admission, and they'll be on sale at the Coaches Show Tuesday night beginning at 7 o'clock.
Kind of some parting notes before I start to take over the computer for the
yeah.
chat. I want to give a huge shout-out to Lions Athletics for our softball
team. Softball team, yes.
They became region champs last night.
They beat Camden at Camden County. Congratulations. And I know
also,
you've got some stuff
yeah,
coming
I also
up.
Want to point out that Lions High Basketball is right around the corner.
That's right.
And you can listen to Steve Thames and Joe Tubbs
right.
on the VikingVoice.com and hit the Listen Now app. And actually, we'll have a schedule.
Yeah, we'll have everything up on the VikingVoice.com website.
Yep, and you can go right there and listen to Steve and Joe do the varsity women's and men's games.
Yep, absolutely. We've been doing that for several years now, only online, so no radio coverage, but great online service comes in really clear, and we'll have it all for you right here on TheVikingVoice.com. Now, for all of our play-by-play action, we're going to turn over to Mr. Wes James tonight as our Lions High Vikings take on the Mount Zion Bulldogs of Jonesboro, Georgia. Wes, take it away.
And our Vikings come out on the field. They've got those.